This Sunday podcast comes from our time of worship on Sunday, the 5th of July. And a special welcome to all those listening to our service today by telephone. I do hope you enjoy worshipping with us today. So I think we're ready to begin our time of worship together. And wherever you are watching today in your home, on a computer or on a phone, feel free to join in the worship if you want to sing along to the hymn. This first hymn is called King of Kings, Majesty.
King of Kings, Majesty, God of heaven, living in me, gentle Savior, closest friend, strong deliverer, beginning and end. All within me falls at your throne, your majesty. I can but bow, I lay my all before you now. In royal robes I don't deserve, I live to serve your majesty.
Okay, we're going to come together in prayer just now, and I'm going to pray. Maybe if you're new to church, maybe you're watching today and you wouldn't normally go to church, just feel free to listen to the prayer I'm going to say, and if you want to pray along, please do. And just a couple of wee things I just ask you to keep in your prayers this week. We had had a bereavement in the congregation just the week before. One of our Sunday school teachers, Pamela McAlpine's mother, Doris, had passed away. So I took Doris's funeral last week. So if you could maybe keep Pamela and David and all the family in your prayers as well. And we just remember everyone who has lost loved ones, especially over this past week, those in our community who are grieving. If we remember them in our prayers today. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we gather together as your people, we gather in our own homes, when normally on a Lord's Day we would be in our church buildings, gathering with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. But Lord, even separated by distance, we are joined through our common faith in Jesus. And Lord, we ask that today you would be with us wherever we are, wherever we are watching, wherever we are listening. And we especially remember those folks who catch up on our service by telephone later in the week. We ask that your blessing would be upon them as well. And as we gather together for worship, Lord, come and be with us. As we are reminded of your greatness and who you are, that you are Almighty God, the Father and Creator of all. And Lord, as we sing our praises, as we bring our worship, may we have a strong sense of your presence with us. As we are reminded of Jesus, your Son, and all that Jesus has done for us, that he gave himself for us on the cross, dying for our sins, paying the penalty for our sins, that we might receive your forgiveness, your grace, and your mercy. The gift that is free, freely given to us, but cost Jesus everything. Lord, may our hearts be filled with thanksgiving for the wonderful gift of your love and forgiveness. And we thank you for the gift of everlasting life that is secured for us by Jesus rising from death after the third day. And he ascended to heaven and now sits at the right hand of the Father in glory. And we bring our thanksgiving, our praise, and our worship for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the one who guides us and gives us strength in difficult days, the one who inspires us and fills us with your joy, the one who empowers us and enables us to follow Jesus and to obey your commands. So Lord, as we gather, fill us once again with your Holy Spirit, that we would be filled with power from on high to see your kingdom come in our community, in our homes, and in our own lives. That the name of Jesus might be lifted high in our nation in these days. And as we gather, we say the family prayer, the church family prayer together that Jesus taught his first disciples. As we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we ask your blessing upon us all this day as we bring our worship, upon members of our congregation, upon those struggling with this lockdown, who haven't been able to see friends or family. We especially remember those that have lost loved ones over these past few weeks. That you would be with them, that you would bring your comfort and your care and your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now the first reading we're going to have from the Bible comes from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 4. And we're again looking at the topic of prayer today, and Paul is speaking about prayer in this passage. So it's Philippians chapter 4, and it's verses 6 to 9, and Eden is going to read this for us.
Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honourable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you.
So a big thanks to Eden for reading so beautifully for us during our service today. We're going to sing again, and a big thanks to New Scottish Hymns for allowing us to use this. This is Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Feel free to sing along if you know this hymn.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me old again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Okay, so we come to our second reading from the scriptures, and I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 6. If you have a Bible at home, feel free to read along with me. And it's Matthew chapter 6, and I'm going to read from verse 5. And this is Jesus teaching his own disciples how to pray. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And then Jesus goes on to say, this then is how you should pray. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we read and reflect upon your word, we ask that you would pour out your Holy Spirit to give us ears to hear, help us to understand with our minds, and help us to receive your truth with our hearts, to transform and change us from the inside out, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you were listening in last week, you may have heard me saying that I was going to start a series of messages looking at the topic of prayer, and how we highlighted last week that it had been reported in the news and the media recently that since the coronavirus lockdown, there had been a huge increase of interest in the topic of prayer by many, many people, and not just in the UK, but that is true right across the world, and it's also true here in Scotland as well. And what was really surprising about that was that the greatest interest in prayer is in the age of ages 18 to 35. That's what was perhaps most surprising of all, because that's the age group that is perhaps least seen in church, I suppose, these days. So it's interesting, there's been an increased spiritual awareness among people and a desire to connect with God through prayer. So I thought it would be helpful for us to look at the topic of prayer. And next week we're going to look at the Lord's Prayer in great detail, but this passage that we read today is Jesus teaching to his disciples just before he gives them what we know as the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus starts off by saying, when you pray. So it's Jesus' expectation that his disciples are going to pray. In fact, he says it twice here in verse 5, and then again in verse 7, and when you pray. So there's an expectation that Jesus' disciples are going to give themselves to prayer. And we see the reality of that in the lives of the apostles. In the book of Acts, you read there the events of the early church, and we're told that they gave themselves to prayer. They met together each day to pray in their homes and in the temple. So prayer is important for followers of Jesus. And as we were saying last week, prayer can be described in many different ways, but primarily it's a way of us connecting with God. It's a way of us talking to God and also listening to God as well. It's a way of us worshipping God as well as asking God for things. It's a way of us taking the things that are deep in our heart that sometimes we can't even find the words to say and we take those to God. That is prayer as well. And here Jesus gives some instructions to his disciples. He wants them to think about. And first of all, he says in verse 5, "And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell the truth that they have received their reward in full." And so what is Jesus talking about here? Well, in the time of Jesus, there was a tradition among especially the Pharisees, who were a particularly strict sect of Judaism. They had a particular view on following the commands of the Old Testament. They also had many other laws and commands that they expected people to follow. But we do get accounts of from other books out with the Bible, that the Pharisees would often go to the street corners or perhaps be seen in public and praying aloud. And Jesus' criticism seems to be here is that for many of them, their motivations were not right. And why were they doing that? It was obviously to be seen by other people, to be seen to be religious, to be seen to be perhaps holier than the general public. So part of it was a religious show rather than a genuine sense of devotion. And Jesus says, don't be like the hypocrites. And that word that Jesus uses there, it comes from, in those days in the Greek plays, people would go to the theatre. And the actors there would all wear masks. They would be on a sort of stick, and there would be a cutout mask, and they would hold them up to their faces. And the word hypocrite comes from that word for mask. In other words, don't wear a mask. You know, show who you really are. And don't try to hide behind a facade or something else. So Jesus is basically saying these people are actors. It's all a show rather than a genuine devotion to God. He says, don't be like them when you pray, because they have already received the reward in full. So what is their reward? Well, the reward is what they wanted, and that is to be seen and acknowledged by men. To have a public recognition is what they wanted. In this day and age of the internet is a powerful medium. It can be used for great good and also, unfortunately, great harm as well. And it's a powerful platform for people to get their message out there, you know, as we are doing today. But I don't think you have to look around the internet for too long, especially social media, to realise that there are people in this world whose only interest is to be seen and heard. That they want people to look at them. And it's been very interesting during the coronavirus lockdown that people who would usually get a lot of attention in the media haven't been getting as much, because the news has all been pretty much about coronavirus and other, you know, unfortunate events going on around the world. And you can see people being really desperate for attention. Look at me. Because they're not getting the attention that they are so used to. And Jesus says we need to be really, really careful when it comes to how we approach God and how we come to God in prayer. That if it's something that is very kind of public and showy, then Jesus is questioning, you know, somebody's motivations for doing that. And Jesus says that the hypocrites, who the Pharisees who pray in that way, they've received the reward, which is getting the recognition they wanted. But there's an interesting contrast here. when Jesus says, but when you pray, look at what he says. I think I have a wee slide to show you on the screen. But when you pray, go, excuse me, when you pray, go into your room and close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Amazing contrast between those who want all the recognition and to be seen with those who go into a private place to pray to your Father who is unseen, and then your Father will reward you. It's a huge contrast there between people who want to be seen and then God the Father who is unseen. And when we take ourselves away from public view into a private place to be with God, then God will see us, God will hear us, and God will reward us. And yes, there is a place for public prayer when Christians gather together, and there is a place for small groups of people to pray together. We see that in the early church. But what Jesus is talking about here is private prayer, your private time with God. And when you're alone with him, Jesus promises that God will see you, that God will hear you, and God will answer. Sometimes the answer can be yes, sometimes it can be no, sometimes it can be not yet, but God will see and hear and answer. This passage also helps us to think about what to pray and what not to pray as well. In verse 7, Jesus says this, and when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. In the Old King James Version, it says, and do not pray with vain repetitions. In other words, empty repetition. And what Jesus is referring to here is at that time, the Romans and the Greeks, there was a certain tradition of prayer that if you wanted to get the attention of the gods, of which there were many, then you had to shout loud. You had to use the same words almost in a magical way to get their attention. So you had to follow a certain formula. And if you followed that formula, that would grab the attention of the gods or whatever particular one you were praying to. And so Jesus is saying, with God the Father in heaven, that is not necessary. It is not necessary to come to God like that. You don't need to focus on a certain types of words or a certain repetition of words. That God can take even the simplest prayer that is prayed sincerely from the heart. And that prayer is far, far more powerful than using many, many fancy words or whatever you may want to come up with. And Jesus emphasizes that in the last verse, in verse 8, when he says, because your Father knows what you need before you ask him. It stands to reason that if God is God, then that is something that he would know. That we're told in the scriptures, Psalm 139, that God even knows our very thoughts. And if God knows our thoughts, he knows what we intend to pray for. He knows the deepest desires of our heart. And so when we come to God in prayer, it's not the specific words that matter, but it's the intention of the heart that matters. And this is so, so important, especially for those who maybe starting out in prayer for the first time. Maybe you've never prayed to God in your life before. Maybe prayer is something very new to you, and you're worried about finding the right words or saying them in the right order. But that's not what God is looking for. God is looking for sincerity. God is looking for faith. God is looking for humility. The humble person is not going to go to the street corner and shout out their prayers in public so everybody can see them and so everybody can hear them. The humble person is going to go to the room where nobody can see, where nobody can hear, and it is just them and God. And even if you're struggling to find the words, it doesn't matter. The simplest prayer is the most powerful types of prayer. You know, when you're a child, you know, some of you have maybe grown up in church, and when you start to learn to pray, and you look back on the types of things that maybe you prayed when you were a child, you know, God bless mum and dad, God bless granny and grandpa, and you go through all the names of the family. And when you get older, and you look back on those prayers, and you maybe think they're very simple, but it doesn't matter. God can hear the prayer of a young child. God can hear the prayer of the person with a disability who can't find the words. Maybe somebody who has a speech problem who can't get the words out, but their prayer is in here, and it's in here, and that is all that matters. And those kind of prayers are far more powerful than even the most eloquent orator and the kind of words that they can come out with. God hears the prayers of the sincere in heart and those who are humble and recognize that they are coming before a holy and righteous and powerful God, as they come in simple prayer and prayer in faith. And whether you've been praying for years or whether you're just starting to learn to pray, we all need to keep these things in mind. Let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for these challenging words of Jesus. To recognize when we come to you in prayer, it's not the specific words that we say. It's not the place that we are. We don't need to go to a street corner. We can pray at home. We can pray in the car. We can pray when we're working. We can pray in the garden. We can pray when we're out walking. The place doesn't matter. And the specific words don't matter. But help us to realize that what really matters is faith, sincerity, and humility when we come before you, recognizing that you are the God of the universe and that we are your creation. And it's an incredible thing that when you oversee this universe with the billions of stars and planets and all the things that you hold together, that you should be interested in us and that you desire to hear our prayer, that you desire to listen, that you desire to answer. So Lord, strengthen our prayer lives. Help us to pray. Teach us to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've come to the end of our time of worship today. I want to thank everyone for joining with us, and we will be here again next Sunday at 12. And please, if you have any photographs of maybe meeting up with grandchildren, Please send them in if you're happy for us to share with those or anything else that you're involved in, those that are serving in the community in different ways. I'm always happy to share photographs and things like that. If you send them in on Facebook Messenger is probably the easiest way. And we also have a Zoom coffee time after the service today. If you want to join with us for a chat, it'll just take me 5 minutes to set that up. And while I go and get a cup of coffee, as well. So thank you everyone for joining with us. If I've become aware over the past few weeks that sometimes when we're live streaming, some people may find it's a little bit jittery depending on your connection and have missed out part of the service. At the end of this broadcast, if you go back to the post on the Mount Kirk Facebook page or Green at East End Church page, you will be able to watch the whole thing from beginning to end if you missed it as well. And also you can actually watch the service on YouTube. If you look up the Mount Kirk on YouTube, you can find all our previous videos and previous services there as well. So please subscribe to the YouTube channel and have a look through our previous videos. So I wish you every blessing for this week, and I'm just going to ask God's blessing upon us all now as we end our time of worship. Now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you all now and always. Amen. God bless and take care.